This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit on 729 AM. Visit us on www.kpulpit.co.za.
All the way to Switzerland we go. I should have practiced my yodeling, otherwise I could have had a much better conversation with you. Anna-Marie van Eerden, good morning. How are you doing?
Good. I'm fine, thank you. It's so lovely to speak to somebody in South Africa on this beautiful morning, all the way from Switzerland.
Yeah, so you need to help me here. I think that I'm supposed to say something like the town of Montreal, but that doesn't sound nearly nice enough. Please say it for me.
It's Montreux.
Montreux. Oh, you see, I wasn't even close. I'm so glad. Thank you so much. Now, before we do anything, your song that we'll play later called I'll Never Forget, that music video, that place where you sing that music video, I want to go there. Where's that? I want to go there as soon as possible.
You are so welcome. It's actually been shot at a few different locations.
Yeah, that first one where it starts.
That's a nice thing. Then you can travel a bit. Well, the one was up in the mountains in a place called Villars-sur-Ronon. And the other places, as you could see, was near the lake.
Yeah.
And that was in Montreux. So that was basically those two locations. Yes, it was so nice to do that.
Wow, that was stunning. I just want to say, you can go to Anna-Marie's website. She'll give us the details a bit later. You'll find it on YouTube as well. The song is called I'll Never Forget. Just go and do a search for it and go and watch that music video. It's beautiful. We'll talk more about the song, but that music video is going to make you want to travel. And that's what I'm missing so much of late. Now, you're a lady from Stellenbosch, Alipardon, Switzerland. What are you doing there? We want to know your story. Come now.
Yes, about 11 years ago, Sack and Buck, all of us, the family, we moved to Switzerland, and we went to this little town that I just mentioned called Villars-sur-Ronon, which is a ski town up in the mountains. We moved in the middle of winter, so it was a bit of a bomb shock to all of us, you know, South Africans who hardly ever saw snow, to be, you know, in meters deep snow. So we moved for my husband's work for those days.
Yes.
And the children had to start with schools. The youngest one was young enough to start in a local school, and I'm in the Swiss Romand area, which means it's the French-speaking part. So the youngest one had to start in a French school. Maria was a bit older.
Mm.
She started in an international Swiss school. So, yes, and that was 11 years ago, and many things have happened in those 11 years, but I will talk with you all about that.
So the music that you've been making over the year, you know, with your first solo album coming out in the early 2000s, and now the music that we're going to be sharing, I mean, this comes from a very special place. You're talented, you're very well educated in music, you play the piano beautifully, and you can sing well, and those who don't know your music will hear it soon, but for music, for you, I mean, it comes out of your experiences. You've experienced tragedy in your life. You've had this big move you've just told us about. I mean, as a creative, these are the kinds of things that shape your songs.
Mm. Yes, if I think of all my albums and every single song on the albums, I think all of them come from a personal little story almost, you know. I just don't write music that's purely for entertainment value. Hopefully it is entertaining as well. When I think back how it all started, it's actually a very interesting and a weird story because I was classically trained and with piano as a first instrument and oboe as a second instrument and organ as a third instrument. So nothing about singing or contemporary music whatsoever in my beginning years. But after the first big thing that actually put my music from the pure classical into a totally new dimension was the tragic event that you just mentioned a while ago. And that was in 2000 when my son, Frederick, he was 3.5 when he passed away, he drowned. And that event was the beginning for me to start writing songs about my experience with God, how he was close, how he really just was so visible and tangible in my life. And I started writing songs just for myself, for the family, for people who came over to, you know, to visit and ask me, you know, why don't you play us a song? And then I would just share a bit why I wrote that song, where did it come from? And that's how the whole singing business started for me, really.
Well, the thing I'm loving about your music, and this is personal, and that's the joy of music, how I experience it and how someone else experiences it is very different, which I suppose is why we all love music. But the style that you sing, you're classically trained, but there's a pop feel, a jazzy feel, even a bluesy feel, particularly the song I'll Never Forget. These kind of influences, the change for you from more classically trained to this kind of contemporary sound, still quite a chilled vibe, the change for you?
Yes, well, of course, you know, I was trained classically, but I always listen to jazz. I love jazz. And I've got all my favorites, you know, musicians that really influenced me. If I think of Sting and Billy Joel and all those people who really influenced me. Pat Metheny was a jazz influence in my life, and lots of other people as well. But so I think those styles just developed, and it was just there already in my memory bank. And, you know, you just draw from that and with a little bit of classical phrases and stuff thrown in, and with, of course, with my piano, which is quite classical, that made for this interesting mix that you will hear in my music.
So with this song, I'll Never Forget, I'm talking about it specifically because we're going to hear it soon, is the fact that it's all South African musicians. Did they all fly up, or is this just a case of now we'll show remotely one can easily make music and combine it all together as long as you've got the right producer?
You know, when the guy who was actually producing this thing, Helmut Mayer, you probably know him.
Yes.
He came all the way from Stellenbosch to Montreux to record it here.
Oh.
And yes, that was so lovely. It was last year, just before lockdown. He came with bulging bags full of equipment and stuff, and we set up studio in my house.
Beautiful.
And we recorded that. And yes, the song Never Forget is this is the one that you talked about, Never Forget.
Yes.
Yeah. It was, you know, it is the words are from those, from Lamentations that said, you know, even doesn't matter how deep you are in such a deep pit, but every morning these mercies are new.
Yeah.
And that to me, I have really felt that firsthand. And I wrote this song very recently, after a divorce of 27 years. You know, it is so difficult for people, I think, generally to talk about that.
Of course.
Because it's such a extended, you know, it's not a clean pain, if I can put it that way, like the death of somebody or so. And I wrote this song in days that were really dark for me, really. Mm. But I thought I will never see the light again. And I experienced the Lord as being so close with me. And I wrote the words, I'll never forget the trouble I've seen, the places I've been. And the words, no pit so deep, God's love is deeper still, is from a lady who coined this phrase, actually, Corrie ten Boom.
Yes.
I don't know if you've heard about her, but she's so amazing. She's one of my heroes, and she always says that when she was in the concentration camps, that no pit is so deep that God's love is not deeper still, and no broken heart that Jesus cannot heal, that's mine.
Yes.
And, you know, and then the chorus that says, the Lord's great love couldn't have run out. His mercies are wide and new, and it's new every morning.
Yeah, to those listening, to say, wow, Anna Maria, I feel your hurt, I feel your pain, I've been through the same. Really trust that when you hear the song, maybe it's the kind of song you don't just want to listen to once on the radio, something you want to add to your playlist at home, just to be reminded of the goodness of God that doesn't change despite our circumstances. If you don't mind me just asking a bit of a personal question, Anna Marie, you're on the other side of the world. You're South African through and through, and with all that you've been experiencing, ever had this yearning inside of you? You just want to come home to South Africa to what you know? Or is this a case of, I have family here now and God is wherever I am and this is where I'm going to continue to push on and show my strength of character?
Yes. You know, nobody knows the future. It was a very difficult decision for me to decide where I should go, you know, especially after the divorce. You know, I could have come back to South Africa, and I love South Africa. My family is there, my friends, so many of my friends, my people are there, you know. But I just felt strongly in my heart that my place to be is still here for now. I've got a job to do here, you know, and I'm excited about that, you know, just meeting people. But because hurt is the same everywhere. It's just the names and addresses that are different, but the Lord is everywhere, and people are all the same. They all need the Lord.
Wow, so much wisdom. Those words that you've just ended there, I've got goosebumps here on my arm, because that is it. That's so profound. Yeah. There's hurt is everywhere, but God is also everywhere. Thank you for sharing your heart with us and your music. Now, we're getting people warmed up. Those who don't know you yet are excited about hearing this and saying, well, maybe we need to be adding more of Anna Marie van Eerden to our lives. And I would say yes to that. How can they do it? Where can they find you, your music, and more?
The music is all available on all the digital platforms, Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music, and some hard copies are also available. So depending on what's best for them, but I think nowadays it's all digital, so yeah, they can search for it and find it basically everywhere.
Any social media platform where they can find out more info about you and your journey?
Yes. On Facebook, they will find me, Anna Marie van Eerden. I'm on Instagram as well, and they can also find me on my website, Anna Marie van Eerden. So. That is, it's everything is quite easily available and easy to find.
Beautiful. So from us here in Cape Town, all the way to you there in Montreux in Switzerland, what a pleasure connecting with you. Have a beautiful day. What is the weather going to be like there? Do fill us in. We're very inquisitive. And you know, in Cape Town, we always want to talk about the weather.
You know, we've had a long winter, and it's been actually, for the month of May, we usually have quite warm weather already, but it's been quite cold and rainy and sun, but today is so beautiful. This morning early, I took my dog. It's a Labradoodle. Her name is Fila, like South African, And I took her for a walk along the lake, and it is just beautiful. It's sunny, and on the other side of the lake, you see the mountains, the Alps, and you see France, and on the side, it's Switzerland, and if I just walk a little bit along, I see the statue of Freddie Mercury, and the swans are on the lake. Oh. You need to hear anything more.
Oh my goodness, somebody somewhere is crying. Someone's saying, there's a lady on the radio who's living my bucket list right this moment in time. It's beautiful. Anna Marie, you've inspired us, and we know your music will continue to do so. What an absolute pleasure hanging out with you on this Friday morning. From Switzerland to Cape Town, South Africa, many blessings, and may you be filled with the love of God today as you just soak up the beauty of His creation and the world around you. Thanks so much for your time this morning.
Sure.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit on 729 AM. Visit us on www.kpulpit.co.za.